This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, December 3rd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Allen. Here's today's headlines. Farm Bureau gears up for meeting. Kawea escapes probation. USTR hearing on USMCA starts today. Douglas gears up for Farm Bureau conference. California Farm Bureau is holding its annual meeting starting this weekend in Anaheim. Per tradition, the Farm Bureau president pens a column in Ag Alert the prior week as a sneak peek at her opening speech for the meeting. This year, President Shannon Douglas, leaning on the organization's strong roots to steer farmers and ranchers through a turbulent political and regulatory landscape. Douglas highlighted policy wins like the passage of composting bill, the defeat of proposed coyote regulations, and another year of protecting the Williamson Act, outcomes she said testified to the power of collective action. Looking ahead to 2026, Douglas said the Farm Bureau will push for updated vehicle code provisions to reflect the realities of modern farm equipment, particularly for autonomous tractors. She also vowed to continue strengthening county leadership. You can read more about the autonomous tractor battle in the AgriPulse West newsletter. It's hitting inboxes later this morning. Kawea Subbasin clears SGMA review. The State Water Board has removed the Kawea Subbasin from state intervention, returning oversight to the Department of Water Resources after local groundwater agencies significantly improved their SGMA plans. It lifts a major regulatory cloud for growers in Tulare and Kings counties. The decision removes the threat of probation, state-assessed pumping fees, and additional reporting requirements for groundwater users in the sub-basin. Kawea's three groundwater sustainability agencies strengthened their plans by addressing declining groundwater levels, domestic well failures, creeping land subsidence, and groundwater quality degradation. Board Chair Joaquin Esquivel praised Kawea's transparent collaboration with regulators and pumpers. He said progress in the Kawea, Kern County, and Chachela sub-basin shows SGMA is delivering results in some of the state's most severely overdrafted areas. Seven basins have been referred to the board since 2022. Officials to hear from Ag Department representatives on USMCA. A marathon 3-day hearing on the future of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement kicks off today. Testimony from agriculture groups. Over 100 witnesses representing industries across the U.S. economy will weigh in on the value of USMCA and potential reforms the U.S. should pursue as a part of an upcoming review. Officials today will hear from representatives of the U.S. corn, soybean, grain, beef, fruit, and vegetable sectors, among others. The hearing comes following a public comment period in which ag groups and family farmers provided written comments on the deal. I take note many ag state lawmakers are supporters of the deal and benefits for U.S. ag exports, but they want adjustments ensuring partners are meeting their commitments. We don't want to blow it up. Representative Jimmy Panetta of California told AgriPulse yesterday. Panetta co-led a bipartisan letter with more than 100 House lawmakers this month, urging the Trump administration to avoid weakening the deal. We realize how important it is, especially to our farmers and producers, Panetta said. He added there are ways to improve the deal, but said the deal's shortcomings should not be grounds for scrapping it altogether. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Thune unveils nominations package, including Callahan for ag negotiator. Senate Majority Leader John Thune of South Dakota introduced a resolution to approve dozens of nominees for administration posts. That includes President Donald Trump's pick for the top ag trade negotiator. Julie Callahan, who is up for chief ag negotiator at the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative, is among the 88 nominees for senior positions. Jeffrey Gottman, who has been tapped as deputy USTR, is also a part of the nomination package. AgriPulse reported last week that Thune was assembling his third nomination package. He filed cloture on the package, which means it could come to the floor for a final vote before the end of next week. Take note, senators changed nomination rules earlier this year to allow multiple nominees to be confirmed in a single vote. The nominees only need a simple majority for approval and not the usual 60 votes. Dems seek rescission of H-2A wage rule. 29 House Democrats want the Trump administration to rescind its new H-2A rule, saying that farm workers bought to the U.S. under the program stand to lose $2 billion or more per year in wages. Farm workers perform a physically demanding job in difficult conditions and keep our country fed, they said in a letter to Labor Secretary Lori Chavez de Remer. Despite this, they are already one of the lowest paid workers in the U.S., making 40% less than comparable non-agricultural workers. Rollins threatens loss of SNAP funds for certain states. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins yesterday again warned states that have failed to provide data on Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program recipients. At a cabinet meeting, Rollins said USDA, quote, will begin to stop moving federal funds into these states until they comply, and they tell us and allow us to partner with them to root out this fraud and to protect the American taxpayer. A preliminary injunction is in place prohibiting that type of action from USDA. The states that have withheld the data are the plaintiffs. The department clarified Rollins' remarks in a statement. USDA spokesperson said, quote, we have sent Democratic states yet another request for data, and if they fail to comply, they will be provided with formal warning that USDA will pull their administrative funds. The statement also said that USDA has set up a SNAP integrity team to analyze not only data provided by states, but to scrub all available information to end indiscriminate welfare fraud. 28 states and Guam joined us in this fight, but states like California, New York, and Minnesota keep fighting us. Meanwhile, House Ag Committee Ranking Member Angie Craig reacted to Rollins, saying the secretary, quote, continues to spew propaganda attacking a food assistance program which 42 million Americans rely on to feed their families. Here's today's final word. It's extremely difficult when you're walking down the aisles and your child is tugging at your sleeve to buy the products marketed to them. That's David Chu, the San Francisco city attorney, who strolled through a supermarket with reporters to discuss the city's new lawsuit against ultra-processed food companies. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, December 3rd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.